Hello there, and welcome to another Irish Examiner Sports podcast. Well, we're continuing our sporting podcast with a COVID-19 air and theme. We're traveling around the world speaking to GA clubs and GA club members. We're heading to China in this week's edition, and delighted to welcome Ciarán McGann, the chairman of Shenzhen Club. I hope I pronounced that okay, Ciarán.
Close enough, yeah. Shunda, okay. Shunda Gales. Thank you, Colin. Pleasure to be here.
So tell me what life is like in China at the moment. Of course, Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus back in December, January, but a very different China now from 3-4 months ago.
Yeah, massive change. I was lucky enough. I was in Indonesia for the worst of it. And when I came back, I had to do a 2-week quarantine. Luckily enough, it was in my own house, though, so that was okay. Right now, things are starting to open up quite regularly. Shops are open again, restaurants, even a few bars opening here and there. So life is very much getting back to normal. We're still encouraged to wear masks everywhere we go and still like practice social distancing and the likes of that. But generally, things are getting back to normal.
Now, in terms of, we'll get on to getting back to normal in a moment, because that is the buzzword on everyone's lips here ahead of the Maybank holiday weekend. But in terms of the quarantine, how strict was it, Ciarán?
Well, we were, our door was actually taped with a bit of seal, but we weren't allowed to leave at all. We had to stay in. But the community officers were fantastic. They had 3 days a week, we could order groceries, anything we needed, they would deliver them. They were very helpful. If we ran out of water, they would bring it up to the house, to the door, and we would just have to open the door and get it. But yeah, it was 2 weeks where we couldn't leave at all. Luckily, we have a balcony, so I was able to get a bit of fresh air there, but that was the height of it.
And how do you pass the time in that type of a zero-tolerance quarantine?
Well, we're teaching online at the minute. So I had a few classes a week, and I think I over-prepared more for my lessons than I ever had before, just with the extra time. Did a bit of exercise here and there, tried to do like an hour or so, a bit of core work in that as much as possible. And then TV shows, Tiger King was a big help. It came out at the right time. So binged that through the 2 weeks, and just Netflix was a massive help, to be fair.
Now, you mentioned there that life is slowly but surely returning to normal. So talk to me about what life is like as we head into the Maybank holiday weekend here.
So our school, I teach in the primary section, but the high school section actually started back there. So the high school students have returned to school. We're coming back on the 17th of May. So, yeah, we're pretty much going to be back into full-time work. And once that happens, I guess that's as normal as it gets, really.
Now, you mentioned, though, face masks being advised. Is it compulsory to wear them outside?
Well, whenever you're within a certain distance of someone, like down here in Guangdong, it's quite hot. So if you're walking by yourself or you're out for a run, you can take your face mask down. But you're advised to put it back on if you're walking past people or you're going into a shop or the likes of that.
And in terms of shops and restaurants and pubs, are they, you mentioned earlier, some of them are slowly opening, but like, is there social distancing protocols in place there then as well?
Yeah, I've seen in Guangzhou, which would be the closest major city to us, they had like a strict one person or one group per table. And when we were there, I'm not sure if it's the same, but they were minimizing the amount of people who would be sitting at each table. So it seems as if they're doing their best, or as much as possible at least.
And is this a scenario repeated right across China, or is it just in specific regions?
As far as I know, most places are the same, but then other places were affected worse by the virus. Some places had little problems, so they were opened a lot quicker. But I, from what I've spoke to friends and that, it seems as if, it's quite a bit more strict than it was before anyway.
And are China still seeing cases now?
Not anything to what it was. a few cases here and there appearing, but not really anything too major. Guangdong, for example, is, I think it's number one in the world for the amount of people that it's screened for population. So they're very, they're doing their best here to screen as many people as possible so they can catch it. And yeah, it seems to have been minimal cases over the last few weeks.
Yeah, now, when you say screening, is this by your own decision, or do you arrive somewhere and you're stopped and you're asked to be screened, or how does all of that work?
Well, actually, by screening, I meant tested. So they've tested a lot of people. So, for example, when we finished our two-week quarantine, we had to go and be tested. And that's the same for everyone who was returning from overseas. After your two-week quarantine, you get tested. You do a nucleic acid test to see if you've tested positive. So, yeah, they're testing a lot of people. Restaurants and businesses and the likes are temperature checking. So every time you go in, they'll take your temperature, they'll take your details. So basically, they can then pass on the information if there is a case in that same establishment before you were there or during the same time.
Very, very interesting there. So people are kind of accepting that this is very much the new normal?
Yeah, people are, you know, you kind of have to adhere to what they want, what they're doing here. And it's quite clear why the numbers were as low here. They dealt with it very well. People took it very seriously from the beginning. You know, we've seen some kind of people not taking it as serious at home as like you would like to see. And over here, like, it is very serious. And even still with things improving, they're still taking lots of precautions to maintain the, or to stop the spread of the virus.
Okay, so kind of a mantra of a short-term pain for long-term gain.
Exactly. Okay, that.
Talk to me about the GA club out there. You're the chairman of the club. What sort of numbers you have, and many Irish in the club?
We're actually a very small club. We only started, it was 30th of March there, or around March time was our first year anniversary as a club. We all actually come from the same school. We've got about 15, 16 of us who play. We lucked out. We had five Irish teachers at the school. And we had a soccer team, we had a big group of friends, so we decided, you know, we've got the makings of a Gaelic team here. The lads who weren't from Ireland were big lads and athletic and into sports, so it was an easy transition for them to pick the game up, and it's always nice to have a bit of size on your team as well.
Very good. And in terms of your season there now, where are you at? Like, has everything been on pause? I presume you haven't been able to train for the last one.
No, well, actually, there's only, I think there's only five or six of us here at the minute. But we, and the other lads, China, currently there's no foreigners allowed into the country. So they can't come back for a while yet. So we'll not be training for a while. But the North Asian Games were meant to be in Hong Kong in June. And they've been set back to possibly September. September's our next tournament, so as soon as people get back, we'll try to get back into the way of it. But we've been chatting to each other, and lads are kind of going to the gym themselves, doing what workouts they can at home and that, so we should be in good shape when it comes around anyway.
Very good. Just on that point there, no foreigners been left back into the country. It must be very difficult in schools like yours to continue now, given the number of expats that are usually in teaching positions.
Yeah, so my school, for example, there's 30 teachers in the primary school, primary section alone, and I think there's 12 of us here at the moment. We're still teaching online, so people are able to do that okay. But when we return to school, I guess we're going to find out what they're going to be doing to solve the problem. I'm guessing we'll help out, cover classes here and there. But yeah, we're not entirely sure what's going to happen when we get back.
Are you nervous, or are you excited about returning to the classroom?
Oh, it'd be nice to see the kids again, you know. It'd be nice to have a bit of interaction with the students when you're staring at a computer and you've got like a much higher amount of students on the computer. It's hard to get them to engage and hard to gather as well how much they're enjoying the lesson. So yeah, it'd be nice to see the kids again, and then to catch up with some of my colleagues as well, that would be nice. And just to get a bit of routine back, because at the moment it's a bit up in the air, waking up later, going to bed later, and it'd just be nice to have everything back to normal in that sense.
I think that's a view by shared by probably everyone listening to this podcast today. But we'll say back to the GA theme, in terms of training, even if you only have five or six guys, is that permissible now? Can you go out and have a group gathering like that and be kicking a ball or whatever?
Yeah. Like, the thing is, in China, though, there's not very many open spaces. Like, where we train, you know, we have to rent like a gated pitch, for example, and I don't even know if we're able to at the moment, but there is like an open area where we've been going and kicking the ball around a bit, just like a couple of us together. So when we get back into school, we'll have like our school facilities to use, and, you know, we'll kick the ball about a bit there. And then more just kind of strength and conditioning training, I think we'll be focusing on.
And are there many other GAA teams in China?
Yeah, quite a few. Quite a few, I say. There's 5 or 6 maybe. 5 or 6 other teams. Yeah, we normally get a good, like, it used to be the China Games, so it was just the teams in China, but they changed it to North Asians now. So Japan and Korea will also get involved in it to make it a bit more of a bigger tournament, which will be nice.